Now, Chris Kelly, you've been off energy drinks and Diet Coke for a few days now, but I have a question for you. You dropped the energy drinks because you found out that the taurine may cause cancer. Well, I have found a new energy drink without the taurine. Do you want me to bring you one to try?
No, because I cut myself off of Diet Coke and my favorite energy drink, Celsius, on the same day.
How many were you consuming toter between the two drinks?
I was having two Celsii and two. I would have one in the morning here. You'd see that.
I thought. What did you drink on the way in? Didn't you used to sneak in a couple on the way in?
I would sneak it.
On your commute?
I would sneak in something that was better, my carbonated water.
Yeah, you'd okay. Slam one of those on the way in.
My, what do you call it, mm-hmm. Poppy or whatever that thing.
Oh, yeah.
A prebiotic.
Yeah.
That's right. But then here, after I'd been here about an hour, I'd have a Celsius.
Okay, that I know. I remember that, mm-hmm. that can pop.
To give me energy.
Yeah, I got to get the brain moving.
Right. And then I would get home and I'd have, with lunch, I'd have a Diet Coke. And then I would have, as a midday snack, a second Celsius. And then before bed, three more Diet Cokes.
I see nothing wrong with that.
Thank you. That's two Celsii and four Diet Cokes per day. It's what I was up to. Now, then, you know, it works up. And I was talking to a dear friend, you know, Katie, who works in here.
Yes.
And she said, I heard you gave up Diet Coke. And I said, yeah. She goes, you are going to be in such a terrible mood. I said, of course. That's how it is. And she said, I could never give it up, ever.
Oh, that's her beverage? I thought she was a coffee drinker.
She gives it up for a time. She goes, I could never say I'm not having another one because it's the best burn there is, which we know. We know that's a great burn. So I'm at the same amount of days. I'm at 3 days without a Diet Coke, just like Biggie's at 3 days.
Without illness.
Without illness. Now, that will give me that because I want to win that. I want to go without Diet Coke longer than you stay healthy.
Can I just say this? Do you not think with all your other healthy things you do. I mean, you eat phenomenally.
Pretty well.
You exercise.
I do.
You go, I mean, you're social. You're playing pickleball.
I am.
Do you really think that the Diet Coke and the Celsius are really going to be your downfall? Because I think you do so much right that that little bit of wrong isn't going to hit you.
You may be right. It's possible.
You may be crazy.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you this.
Now, we've mentioned this before, too. And it's some people aren't going to be thrilled I brought this up, but your backdoor area,
yeah,
your PRI,
yeah.
Normally, it comes back when you start the Diet Cokes, and then it goes away when you stop. Has that happened this time again?
It had come back, okay. no question, and it hasn't gone away yet. But it takes a week or two.
It's got to be something in that Diet Coke. It's got to be. Some chemical in there that's something. Like right to your ass.
It's something. It's something. Now, Kristen points out there are millions of Diet Coke consumed.
Maybe one of the most consumed beverages on the earth.
But we're all different, you know.
No one, but there would be proctologists at every convention like, what is happening? Every proctology convention in America, every office would be filled with people saying, you know, what's going on with all the Diet Coke butt?
Yeah.
You got DCB.
Yeah.
But it could just be your butt.
It just might be my butt.
I mean, there could be some in Diet Coke.
It just
Coke.
May be your butt you were looking for.
Yeah. That's right.
It could be some in the Diet Coke that as soon as it hits your body, the Diet Coke's like, we know where to go, boys.
Yeah, you're right.
Take the express drain.
Let's go irritate that hole.
You're right. It might be. So as much as I would love to have a new energy drink or whatever, I'm so, susceptible to go back to it.
Well, that's why I didn't offer you any Diet Coke, but I am trying myself because when you said about the taurine, I thought, and I love Celsius.
Mm-hmm.
To me, they're the best, but they do have the taurine. So I found this other, I looked it up. There's two known ones, the Zao or Zio Zoa, and one called Accelerator.
And both are without taurine.
Without. So I ordered
Is Accelerator spelled with like three X's?
Yes.
No, it's spelled normal.
Accelerator!
It's extreme.
But apparently, it's one of the better ones. So. The hot summer flavor this year, by the way, appears to be cotton candy.
Mm-hmm.
And you're getting a lot of cotton candy themed things out there. So I said, forget it. I'm going to order some cotton candy accelerator to give it a try.
Well, listen.
Cause of death? Cotton candy accelerator.
If I go like that, you can tell everyone too.
You sure you want cotton candy accelerator written on the death report?
Sure.
Are you sure?
It says DNR only put a straw in a can of cotton candy accelerator and shove it in his parched lips.
I'm ready.
I know cotton you are. Candy accelerator.
I know you are.
Well, you wait till Friday. You're going
to
see it.
Okay. I look forward to seeing it. I want your review of it. Since I've given up the Diet Coke and the Celsius in 3 days. Now, I'm crabby. You know that. I had the snippy. I have the shakes. I have the headache. Okay. But I feel lighter, less bloated. No bloat. And I'm much better at the gym. And I'll tell you this. This is interesting because you've got such a terrible heart.
You're telling me.
I mean, physically, not like Kelly's.
Right. Physically.
Yeah. Yours is just
not crippled. Like me, not like me. You know, where I go to the gym, you put a heart rate monitor on, and it shows you how high your heart rate goes and so forth. And in the 3 days off of it, it doesn't go nearly as high. I mean, you can really tell. I mean, I try to get what's called a splat point. And the higher your heart rate goes, the more splat points you get. And I've had real trouble getting those in the last few days, which is good. I mean, it's a sign of heart health. You have to work harder to get it up there. Yeah.
Now, I will say, I blame the Diet Coke for more of this than the energy drinks, because you'd been on those for a while.
I have. Yeah.
And it's always the Diet Coke
you
introduce that, you know.
You know what's going to happen. I'm going to kick it. And then when we go on vacation, which is
shortly,
we have a summer
before
vacation.
The end of the month.
That's right. We do have a summer vacation coming up. We'll go to the beach.
Just took a vacation. How many vacations do you get?
We do once a quarter. We take a vacation, and we'll go to the beach, and my wife will do the shopping.
And there they'll be in the fridge.
There they'll be. There'll be 20 of them, and she'll say, "I thought if you just wanted one, you could have one." And once I have one, I'm back on the horse, man. I'm telling you.
Can you make the rule that it's only drinkable in a different state?
Ooh, that's a good rule, too.
Yeah.
A different state.
That's a good rule, too.
Yeah.
It's only drinkable in a different state. I like that.
It's called addict logic.
I like that.
Oh, of course, yeah. But the minute you cross the state line back to where you live, it's done.
That's right. Ooh, what a good idea. You are full of great ideas today.
Thanks. It's the energy drinks.
All
It's the only thing that's keeping me going.
All day today. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Who says you've got a bad heart?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, doctors.
Oh, yeah. A team.
Mm. Please stop sending me messages that say, like, laughter is the best medicine. And it's not.
No, it's nitroglycerin.
Yeah.